The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, September 7, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel affirmed that after his recent tour of African countries, he was able to confirm that the relationship is that of sister nations. In his statements broadcast on the television program Mesa Redonda, the Cuban president stressed during his tour of Angola, South Africa, Mozambique, and Namibia, it was ratified that the nexus has a multipolar character, a view he considered necessary for the best performance of world relations. He said it was an important tour for development and the economy, because in addition to confirming the functioning of the collaboration missions, new paths were opened to expand them with new modalities. Díaz-Canel pointed out that his tour also allowed renewing the relations of friendship and cooperation with the member nations of the BRICS, as well as learning about the prospects of South-South exchange. Díaz-Canel said that the recognition and gratitude to Cuba for all the solidarity provided was made latent, but the nations also ratified their support for the lifting of the unjust blockade and the elimination of the island from the unjust list of countries that allegedly sponsor terrorism, drawn up unilaterally by the United States. The president of the National Assembly of the People's Power of Cuba, Esteban Lasso, received this Wednesday a delegation from the National Council for the Defense of Democracy, Democracy Defense Forces of Burundi. In the national capital, the Cuban National Assembly's Vice President, Ana Maria Mari Machado, defined as an honor and a pleasure to share with friends in pursuit of the strengthening of solidarity and cooperation relations between Cuba and Burundi. In the dialogue, Marie explained to the visitors about the main priorities and challenges of the current 10th legislature of the National Assembly, while summarizing the appreciation for the invariable position of condemnation of the blockade imposed by the United States government against the Caribbean nation. For his part, the General Secretary of the Burundi's National Council for the Defense of Democracy, Reverend Dricurillo, reflected the honor of being in Cuba and considered the meeting as an opportunity to reinforce solid friendship between Cuba and Burundi, to learn about Caribbean culture, and learn more about great leaders such as Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. He also thanked the support and help to Burundian students who are studying in Cuba. A delegation of the National Assembly of France is traveling this Thursday to Cuba in order to strengthen parliamentary ties and promote bilateral cooperation, Communist Deputy André Chassagne announced. The delegation is integrated by Chassagne, the President of the Finance Commission of the National Assembly, Eric Coquerel from the France Insoumise, and deputies from the Democratic Movement, an ally of the ruling party and the National Rally. The communist parliamentarian and leader of the group of the Democratic and Republican Left in the Bourbon Palace considered the trip an opportunity to ratify his support to the Cuban Revolution and his condemnation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on the island for more than six decades. Chassagne is the author of a recent book entitled Cuba, a Star in the Night, The Struggle of the Cuban People Against a Criminal Blockade, which will be presented at La Fête de l'Humanité, a traditional political cultural festival that will have its 2023 edition from September 15 to 17 in the Paris region. Cuban Deputy Foreign Minister Ana Yancy Rodriguez received on Wednesday the Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Swiss Confederation, Stefano Vescovi. In the ceremony held at Cuba's Foreign Ministry, the Swiss diplomat presented the copies of style as new ambassador to the government of the Republic of Cuba, according to the Ministry of Foreign Relations. In April 2023, the counselor and head of the Federal Department of Foreign Affairs of the Swiss Confederation, Ignacio Cassis, paid an official visit to Cuba, an occasion that reaffirmed the interest in continuing to strengthen bilateral ties with a long history of friendship and cooperation. The presentation of the book by Cuban troubadour Silvio Rodriguez, Canciones del Mar, at the headquarters of the Bolivian Ministry of Labor drew the attention of his admirers. Published by the Inti Publishing House, the volume includes songs and scores of some of the first compositions written by who is recognized as one of the most outstanding poets of Ibero-American song. The work reflects the artist's feelings during the creator's journey aboard the Playa Girón fishing boat, and Silvio considers it his diary. His work in social and cultural execution marks a notable influence that extends beyond his generation and lasts until the first decades of the new century, even among those who oppose him in political conceptions. And in the international agenda, we have that Argentina is ready to cooperate with Ethiopia and seize the new opportunities that the BRICS countries, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have opened to both countries. Argentine Ambassador Gustavo Teodoro Grippo said, quoted by local press on Wednesday. In statements to the Ethiopian news agency, Grippo congratulated the African country for its membership, along with Buenos Aires, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, in force as of January 1, 2024, announced at the 15th summit of that economic group held in Johannesburg, South Africa, last month. The diplomat stated that in a world where communication and cooperation are increasingly complicated, it is encouraging to see that the Global South nations can continue to strengthen their ties and help each other to bring prosperity to their country. Meanwhile, El Salvador begins today the registration of candidates for the 2024 elections that will be held under the exception regime that suspends various constitutional guarantees. The Supreme Electoral Tribunal officially called on Salvadorans to go to the polls and on the 13 registered political parties to begin the electoral process, in which one of the steps will be to register the candidacies for the presidency of the 7 chosen formulas. Both abroad and in national territory, the population will elect on February 4 the president, vice president, and 60 deputies that will make up the Legislative Assembly for the period 2024-2027. And on March 3, they will return to the polls to select the figures who will lead the 44 municipal mayors and the 20 representatives to the Central American Parliament. In the call broadcast last night on the national radio and television network, the president of the Electoral Tribunal, Dora Martinez de Barahona, said that the elections will be held with absolute respect for the free, voluntary, and sovereign decision of the people. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.